It is 8:07 on your Tuesday morning, January 14th. It is a chilly one. It's 6 below zero right now in downtown Charles City, but yeah, at least it's sunny. Joining us on Community Conversations today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. It is the Floyd County Conservation Connection. We have naturalist Heidi Reams joining us via a phone line. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Chris.
Is it cold enough for you? That's the question.
It is cold enough. I am driving right now and actually looking at a sun dog. That's kind of the rainbow that you see around the sun in the wintertime.
Yes.
That just means that there are ice crystals in the sky.
And that means it's really cold out, too. Of course, we got the snow, just not enough of it.
Yeah, it's not quite enough for cross-country skiing, but I'll be patient.
Well, let's start off our talks today with, I'm looking at mycountyparks.com, and it is totally revamped. It has a whole bunch of pictures on there from the Floyd County Park facilities. Go ahead and talk about that new look.
Yep, so our My County Parks website is actually 15 years old, and it was just totally revamped as far as its appearance. It functions still the same way, but hopefully we'll be able to get you more information on what our facilities look like and more details on them. It just, they flipped the switch on the new look yesterday. So we may have some kinks, and if you have any problems, please reach out to our office and let us know. But if you're thinking of the warm season, it means you can make your reservations now for camping and cabins in the summer.
That's right. So go to mycountyparks.com, and at the top there, click on counties and choose Floyd County. So new look there. Of course, plenty of events coming up for Cabin Fever Weekend to wrap up the month of January and enter February. Talk about some of those.
Yeah, I can't believe we're already 1 month into the new year. But since probably won't be able to have any cross-country skiing unless it really snows on us a lot all of a sudden. But this is the time of the year when the owls are the most vocal. So on February 1st, I'll be having an owl hike. So you can learn more about those nocturnal creatures and the special adaptations that they have. And then on Sunday, February 2nd, you'll be able to make some bird feeders at Bird Feeder Palooza. For $10, you'll be able to make two different kinds of suet feeder and a tube thistle feeder that you'll be able to take home and be able to attract birds to your yard.
That's so awesome. Any sign up for that?
Yes. So sign up for those. Both the hike and the bird feeder workshop are on mycountyparks.com. That just allows us to be able to contact you in case there's extreme weather and to make sure that we have enough supplies. The bird feeder workshop is $10, but you can pay at the workshop.
Okay, excellent. Now I'm looking at the Floyd County Conservation Connections newsletter that you have posted on the website at mycountyparks.com and also floydcoia.org. Jam-packed with information on what to do during the winter months if we have snow, if there's no snow like we have now, upcoming dates, but also becoming a member of the Fossil and Prairie Conservation Foundation. How do we become a member of that?
So the foundation's website is actually the fossilcenter.com website that we maintain. There is a membership form on there if you'd like to become a member. The perks of it is you are automatically signed up for our monthly newsletter, and so you will get it directly to your inbox or to your mailbox, whichever you prefer. So you kind of get a heads up on activities and projects a little bit earlier than the general public. You also get a discount to those events. As we start out this year, there will be a member prize and a non-member prize. And then, you know, your membership helps to fund a lot of the projects that our foundation does. And then they also help a conservation department do a lot of projects together. So it's a good partnership between the two of them.
It definitely is. And you have a certain marketplace coming up in April. Do you want to preview that a little bit?
Yes, if you are a crafty person or a crafty vendor, this is the second year for our Doshonic Market, which is our craft show at the Doshonic Recreation Area. It will be April 26th, which should be when all of the spring flowers are blooming. The bluebells will be blooming. So it'll be a great time to come out to the parks. Our craft show will actually be in our facilities, so you'll be able to look at our facilities as well as look at some of the homemade, handmade items that our vendors will have.
Excellent. So you can get more information on that by going to, once again, floydcoia.org or what was the website again? Fossil?
Fossilcenter.com.
Fossilcenter.com. Well, perfect. Thank you very much for joining us, and I guess we'll just keep waiting for more snow.
I have my fingers crossed. You know, February and March, it always snows. You know, you can't forget Girls State Basketball Week.
That's true. That's true. We have that coming up. So expect a lot of snow during that week, I'm sure.
Yes.
As usual.
Definitely.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Heidi, for joining us. And we'll talk to you next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was naturalist Heidi Reams from the Flint County Conservation here on KCHA as part of Community Conversations brought to you by Flint County Medical Center. It's 8:13, 6 below zero downtown Charles City. We'll have that forecast coming up.